Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
That song means Rob Pizzola. He's a professional sports gambler and the CEO of the Hammer Betting Network, a platform dedicated to sharp, no BS content across football, basketball, and hockey. Rob's also the host of Circles Off on YouTube, where he breaks down the sports betting industry from both an educational and lifestyle perspective. Whether it's beating the market or exposing the nonsense, he brings a level of transparency that's rare in this space. And I always highly recommend that you follow Rob Pizzola on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
And Hug, I gotta say, first time I've spoken to Rob since I've been back on the show, and Rob sent me a very heartfelt message. And, you know, with my dad passing, and also, Rob, I want to tell you, I appreciate it, brother. I got back to you. Thank you so much. I appreciate the love that everybody sent. But I was surprised when I saw the DM pop up. I was like, damn, Rob, thank you, man. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, condolences, Crowder. I mean, I know people go through some rough patches every now and then, and I've been through some before. And I personally find a lot of comfort when people reach out to me. So I figured I would send that off to you. So condolences on that. And I appreciate the message.
Not certain we've ever seen the human side of Rob Pizzola before.
True. Very robotic.
He's a very robotic, statistical-based gambler. I didn't know you had that in you, Rob.
Well, the thing is, I actually respect Crowder, unlike you, Mark. So it was very easy.
Because I was just going to call you tonight with some things that are on my mind and bothering me. I don't have anyone to talk to. It seems like you might be the right guy.
I haven't gotten a parlay message from you in a while now, so I'm just figuring you're in a cold streak at this point.
I got you that Mervis ding-dong last night for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Now, I just noticed on the Hard Rock Bet app, because I was unable to bet it unless I didn't look close enough yesterday. But now I do see there's a Jumbo Shrimp line for tonight. They've got the Durham Bulls again. I don't see any player props, though. Might those come later?
Potentially. I can't say that I bet minor league baseball all that often. I have before, but I haven't in a long time. I don't know what the player prop market looks like, but I would say typically in smaller leagues, you would tend to see player props, if they're going to get posted for those, posted much closer to first pitch in this situation. So maybe an hour before the game. If you don't see them at that point, it's very unlikely you're going to see them.
If I do see a Mervis home run prop tonight, you want to go half with me?
I am not going to do that.
All right. Mm-hmm. No. Three quarters?
I mean, I would like to play the opposite side. Is what I would, if you just want to bet a Mervis home run with me, we can facilitate that instead.
Okay, give me a line. Your, give me a line. I'll be for, your hard rock. Give me a line. Give me a line for Mervis tonight.
I'll give you a fair number if I do a little bit of research and you put.
No,
me
let's
on
not
the spot,
research it at all. Just give me a line off the top of your head.
I don't know. Like, what's he going to hit? He's going to hit a home run in minor league baseball. What, probably once every five games? Does that seem about right to you?
I mean, I would say once every game, but I'm part of the militia. So,
well, if you're gonna, if you think he's going to hit one every game, I'll give you.
Well, no, but 100. I like your idea.
No,
better,
no, I actually personally like your idea now.
of course,
let's just do it as even money. I think, right?
What do you want to do? Plus 800?
We're not doing.
You want to book it at plus 800?
No, we're not doing plus. bet with the Hard Rock app. I can't actually publicly be taking bets either anyways. I'm not
Rob's like, why did I sign on to do this show again? I had such a nice life. Now I'm taking bets.
You should see the strain when I see the Mark Hochman text message come through in the morning. I'm like, oh man.
Every day for me, Rob. Every day.
Yeah, just the links, the parlays, this guy hit a home run. What do you should I hedge this?
I got a lot of action, Pizzola. I need to bounce stuff off. I got a lot of action going.
I'm here for it, Mark. Don't worry. You can message me anytime.
I appreciate
That's what I get this morning, Pizzola.
That's the Mervis militia. You see, we put him in a jumbo shrimp hat.
I get this morning.
That's so good. Oh, man. That's good.
All right, let's look at the Stanley Cup final tonight. So the Edmonton Oilers, they're slight series favorites. They are slight favorites tonight in game one. Is there a play that you love with this series or this game?
So I think this is a very challenging series to handicap. I personally, I know this is a cop-out. People want one way or another to know, like, who's going to win. I think this is a 50-50, like a true coin flip type of series. I think Florida is a marginally better team. I do think that they have some stylistic matchup advantages that could work in their favor in this series. But ultimately, Edmonton has the better top-end talent. And I like to go for teams that have more depth in the playoffs. I think you've seen the Panthers winning these playoff series because of how deep their lineup is, both forwards, defense. They have the better goalie in this series. But Edmonton are arguably two of the best three players in the world that have been able to circumvent some very hard forechecking teams and like defensively sound teams throughout this playoffs. It's really tough to handicap. Florida has played very well on the road in these playoffs, which ordinarily would, you know, I like the road game. It's very clinical. It's somewhat defensive. Put the puck in deep. Get in there, hammer the defenseman on the other side, clog the front of the net, don't give up too many chances. The challenge with the Oilers is that Florida doesn't have last change when they're playing these road games. And they're going to want to match Barkov on McDavid as much as possible because Barkov's one of the best defensive centers in hockey. They're not going to be able to do that a lot in these road games. And ultimately, that's where Edmonton has a big edge when they're playing at home and why the series is priced the way it is. Personally, I think if you're asking me, I think Florida's going to win this series and potentially in a game seven again this year. If you said, Rob, you got to pick a side, I'm going with Florida. I trust Bobrovsky more than I trust Skinner, who's been very up and down. I think Florida is just deeper through the lineup and they can get more out of their secondary scores than the Edmonton Oilers can, but I truly wouldn't be surprised either if the Oilers just continued on this run where they look like a powerhouse because their top-end finishing is so good. And if Florida wants to play that type of style where they're going to muck it up and take some penalties, that's going to be a real problem against the Oilers as well, who are pretty clinical with their power play. So this is one of the we saw the same matchup last year, so it's weird for me to say like one of the best Stanley Cup matchups we've seen in a long time. But now that this is flipped to Edmonton being the home team, you see it reflected in the market with how the series is priced. I think this is a true coin flip series.
And Rob, something Hawk and myself, we talked about earlier in the show, where we both got great odds betting the Panthers early in the playoffs to win it all. And now I think I know I got 601. You got...
I'm plus 600.
I'm plus 600. Hawk's right around the same thing. Hawk already hedged it. I'm thinking about just riding it out and seeing what happens. Should I hedge anything on my plus 600?
The only reason, by the way, that I hedged is because Rob told me not to.
I was about to come in. So this is so infuriating for me at this point. This guy messages me for betting advice all the time. He's sending me his pictures. He's got Bobrovsky, Conn Smythe. He's got, you know, Panthers, whatever the price was, six. And he's like, Pizzola, what would you do in this situation? I'm like, listen, at the end of the day, hedging is very different for each person. I tell the people this all the time. What I would do is very different from what someone else. Mark wanted the luxury of like getting some guaranteed money. I'm at a position in my life where I don't need that. Like, I would rather just accumulate good positions and ride them out. And whatever happens, happens. Sometimes you're going to lose in the final. Sometimes you're going to win, whatever. But the fact that I told him I would not hedge and I would ride out both of those bets, he did not respond to that message. And I find out from you, Crowder, that he indeed. So it's basically like he asked me a question and correct, he did not value the opinion whatsoever. Like, he just
not
wanted
only,
me.
Not only that, I didn't even finish reading your message before I put the hedge in.
Even better. It was like a couple lines. Anyway, all he really wanted was for me to say I would hedge. He wanted me to agree with him.
Correct.
But I didn't, and he just went and did it anyways.
I read between the lines, Rob.
Yeah. Well, in your position, honestly, with the amount that you've been losing over the last few years,
that's what I'm saying.
Show, taking some guaranteed money every now and then, it might not be the worst thing in the world.
Although I will tell you, I had already chalked it up as a loss because, you know, on like the Hard Rock Bet app, it's not like the luxury of betting on credit. So your money's already gone. Right. You know what I mean? Once I put it in the account, it's already gone. And then when it's tied up in a future, you don't see it there in the balance anymore. It's gone. So
right,
it kind of would be found money. But yeah, no, I had pretty much planned on hedging before I texted you.
So there's different scenarios, right? Like, to me, I saw the bet slips. I'm not going to reveal the size of them, Mark. It doesn't matter. But this is not going to life changing.
I've said it on the air. It was a $100 bet to win 600. To win 500 would be a $600 ticket,
which is a nice score for anyone. But this isn't life changing money for you, right? To me, this is very different than
situation. Well, things have been rough. I'm not going to lie.
You know what? I have seen the bet history, and I understand. But this
things have been. Let's just say, if the Jumbo Shrimp don't win by three runs tonight, Hockman's are looking.
Mervis doesn't hit a homer, we might never see Mark again on the show.
He's sleeping on the couch, Rob. He's sleeping on the
couch.
Rob,
let me hold a couple G, will you?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like, this isn't one of those parlays where people are parlaying like three long shots where it's, you know, 100 to win 500,000, and if someone loses that bet, that final wager, like, they're not going to sleep at night. They're going to go through depression. Like, if that's going to affect you in that way, you should always hedge, right? If you can't handle getting nothing out of the bet, you should always hedge. But from my point of view, if you bet the Panthers in the playoffs at plus 600 and the current line is whatever it is, you know, plus, depends on the sports book, right?
115, but like, maybe.
Yeah, roughly in that range. You have an amazing bet. Like, you have great expected value. You bet something at 6-1 that is currently basically a coin flip. I always ride those out because that's why you bet. You bet to beat the market, to get ahead of the number, to get these good positions. Mm. So that's just my prerogative on this. Everyone is, I never tell someone, you have to do this, you shouldn't do this. I speak from my own perspective. If I had those bets, even if they were like my unit size, what I typically would bet on a game, which is a lot more, not to rub it in, but like it's
I don't normally bet $100. That, I mean, that's a big bet for me because I like the feeling of winning. Yeah. I don't, the money doesn't, like, that nothing changes anything. I don't do it for a living. So
right. Yeah, you like the rush of actually just winning a bet.
I do. I really do. Because I can have $10 on a Mervis home run, you know, at plus 325. And the feeling is just, that's what I'm looking for.
Yes, because you're a narcissist and you have an inflated ego.
That's true.
The people who really enjoy the feeling of winning. They need to be
nailed,
right.
It.
You know, that's
so nicely said and digging at the same time.
Had you said to me on the text, though, I absolutely forbid you to hedge this bet. Nah, I wouldn't.
It wouldn't have made it. The verbiage did not matter.
Yeah,
on that
it didn't matter. In fact, I wasn't even certain that you responded. I'm going to have to look at my text. I didn't know you did respond.
I'm pretty certain I respond.
This is
my regular friend group, right? Mark, you remind me of my closest friends who are casual recreational bettors. There's nothing wrong with that. They know what I do for a living. They know I've done this for a very long time. They ask for my advice, but all they're really looking for is for me to agree with what their point of view was. And if I don't, they're going to go and do it anyways. It doesn't matter. I watch NFL Sundays with these guys. They're betting 2 minutes before the game. I've gave them the speech a million times. It doesn't change anything. They just want me to be on the same side as them.
Right.
And honestly, sometimes I give them that satisfaction.
That's a win to me sometimes if I send you something and you're like, yeah, I kind of like that. That's like, you know, and again, that's like, I don't know, plus 1,800 that he's going to agree with me. But that one out of 18 times that he does, I chalk that up as a win. I won Cash Pop this morning, $50, number
amazing.
Three.
There yeah. you go.
Time of my life.
Money right now.
Yeah. Amazing.
It was the time of my life.
Yeah.
You know, I have.
Don't add up the Cash Pop like results for your whole life. Just,
well, I'm down 61,000. I added it up. Still down 61,000. But I'm chipping back $50 at a time. No, I play a friend of mine. You play Wordle? You seem like a Wordle guy.
I did at one point, and then now I've moved on with my life. Like, it was a big fad.
Well, I've moved on as well. I play Wordle, Dordle, Quartle, Octordle, and Cetacordle. So we play 5 games a day. It's the guy who owns Funky Buddha Brewery, Ryan. I'll see him tonight. We play head-to-head 5 games every day for $25, $30 if you sweep the other guy in all 5 games. So I'm down like 8,000 over the last couple months.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, if you want to cut me into that game, I am in. All would in you, on you
like, that's my wheelhouse, man. Words.
I am very, very good with that stuff.
I could tell just by that sentence.
Well, my verbiage is definitely not the best here, but those types of games, especially, listen, I'm willing to back it with my own money. If you
want to go head to head,
I'm an honorable guy. There's going to be nothing.
100% the honor system.
It has to be. There's no funny business with me, but if you want to set up some sort of head to head, and you beat me, Mark, I'll come on air. I'll say
Wordle, Dordle, Quartle, Octordle, Cetacordle.
I'm down. I'm like 90th percentile in those games. You would probably if you're better than
I'm
me, and you're, and, yeah, that you could be.
But, you know, not anything.
Based on what I know about you, I'm willing to take that risk.
There are very few people in my life on the regular who despise me as much as Rob Pizzola does. Like,
that's this most is not people. True.
Like, most people find some sort of redeeming quality about me and they like to hang out. Rob hates every minute of it.
This is not true. This is just Mark speaking. I can't say what I was about to say, but it's him is making some stuff up here. I know Mark is the type of personality that can handle this. That's why I approach it in that way. Yeah. What I like about you, Mark, is you're a joke. Like, you can go with the flow and you can give it, you can take it. And I appreciate that about you. I mean, there's things I don't appreciate about you, certainly, but but yeah, I mean, that's why I go in.
No, it's but everything he says about me happens to be right on. Like, I mean, he has me pegged, which is actually why I like him, because even like the people that get around me and Crowder, they annoy me because they buy into Crowder's BS. And I know you don't, as much as you, and he's going through a tough time right now, so I can't. But I mean, the guy, says the same thing to anyone, anywhere. He doesn't know anyone, and he treats you like, and it's so, I don't know. It's
good
like
to see you,
gross.
Brother, out of family. Boy, you look good. You lost some weight. It's
social. It's he's gross. A good guy. Listen, I'm just gonna draw a line in the sand right here. I am Team Crowder. When it comes down to all of this, I do appreciate.
But you see through it.
I don't think it's fake. I think that's
you know it's a little.
Yeah, I think that's who he is. But like fake. You know, yeah. I mean, I tend to side with Crowder on a lot of these arguments. I mean, I don't want to bring up the infamous Gaylord Perry situation, but like that was.
Please don't.
Rob, sorry, Solana.
You could just this is because I've been Hawk is we're sneaking up on a decade. He still gets me when you tell him a flat out factual mathematical fact. He's hit 10 home runs in May, 10 home runs in June. He has 20 in the last 2 months. I don't know. I don't know if that's correct. I'm not so certain, and I blow up.
Guys, I could tell you, like, when did we start doing this? I don't know. It's been many years now. I know you guys so well. As soon as Crowder said mathical there, Solana immediately wanted to jump in and flame him for that. Yeah. I know you guys all too well at this point. I you don't have to explain the dynamics amongst the group to me. I get it all. I get the texts from Mark every day. Crowder, we got a good rapport. Solana, you know, I occasionally bust his chops a little bit when he's eating people's food in the food court and stuff like that. But aside from that, you know, it's I'm pretty open-ended guy. I tell it how I see it. And usually I got to say, Mark, I disagree with a lot of your perspectives on things.
Mm. All right. So to encapsulate, because we're running out of time here, he likes the Panthers in a blowout fashion for the Stanley Cup and for game one. He's booking anyone's Mervis home run anytime bet at plus 800. And he is in for head-to-head Wordle,
yeah.
Dortle.
You got me Wordle, wrong. You got me wrong.
Octortle and Cedacortle.
Yeah, I didn't say I love the Panthers in blowout fashion. I said you should martingale the Panthers. So you bet them in game one. If they lose, you double your bet in game two. Then you do that in game three, game four. And you just pray to God that they don't get swept. That's the classic Rob Pizzola friends tactics right here. Mm-hmm. Not a winning strategy, but Mark seems like something that would be right up your alley as a Panthers fan. So
if it is not a winning strategy, I'm in.
You go $10 Panthers tonight. If it loses, you go $20 Panthers game two. If it loses, you know, you just keep doubling it to get your money back, and you hope they don't get swept. And it's a pretty low probability. This is how.
What about the Conn Smythe though? Because I have Bobrovsky at plus 1,500. It's only $50 bet, but an $800 payday. Should I put a little on Connor McDavid as kind of a hedge?
It's tough to say. Again, you have a great bet because Bobrovsky is priced in market right now. I've seen anywhere between plus 250, plus 300. I think he's most likely to win if Florida wins. I do think there are a lot of scenarios this year because of how balanced Florida is as a team, where it's the exact same as last year, where the Panthers could win the cup and McDavid could win the Conn Smythe as well because of the playoffs he's had. Again, my preference, if I had your ticket, would be to ride Bobrovsky, at least early on in the series here, because you can still bet Conn Smythe later in the series as well. and then kind of see how things are playing out, because there's a recency bias in this as well, right? It's not, I know it's given to the player who had the best playoffs, but people are going to think about who had the best series as well, and that's going to play a factor. But if it were me, I'm just holding that ticket right now. I'm seeing how the first couple games play out, and then I'd make a more informed decision afterwards.
And is that mathical?
It sure is, Crowder.
That's your ally, Pizzola. Mr. Words, your ally.
Hey, he's not competing mathical. In the Wordle competition, all right? I'm staking my own money.
Also, I was doing the math as we were talking. I'm actually 94th percentile. 94th percentile.
I believe it.
Goodness.
All right. I'll let you know. All right, Rob Pizzola. Follow him on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola, and check out all their work. They do great work on the Hammer Betting Network. Check it out on YouTube, including Circles Off. We love you, Rob. Tomorrow, I'm already in today. I'm already four games into our words competition because I can't focus a lot tonight because I'll be watching the Panthers. So I've already done four out of the five games. I don't want to burden you. I'm having a great day. So I'll start tomorrow. I'll send you Wordle in the morning. I generally dawdle around 10, 10:30. I quartle around noon. I octortle after the show around 6. And I see the quartal sometime before midnight.
You know, I usually don't wake up till like 10:30 a.m. That's my schedule. So I'm going to miss the first two there, almost certainly.
That's fine. You catch up whenever you can. It's on the honor system.
Yep.
25 a day, though, $30 for a sweep.
Sure. Works for me.
All right. American dollars, not loonies.
Nah, that's like 100 Canadian right there, 25 American. But I'm in. I bet in U.S. dollars anyway, so I'm good.
All right. Fair enough. We love you, Rob.
All right, guys. Take care. Go. Go.
I love you more than Crowder and Solana, of course, but we all love you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Love you, Rob. We'll see you.
All right. Take care, guys.
I just got my Venmo from Ryan for today. Huck,
they added a Septatacatoru.
Steedacortal.
That's 10?
No, I believe it's 16.
One word?
16 different words. 5 letters.
That's stupid, Hawk. That's a waste of grown man time.
And that's why I don't use mathical, because I know words. I do word games, and I don't use mathical. We went very long here. Let's take a break. We're not even going to do a live spot. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll catch up. We'll get into the 4 o'clock hour. Cuno already canceled in the 4 o'clock hour, so it's not like we're rushing. He's very busy in Edmonton, so we'll take a break here, and we'll come back. We'll do the 4 o'clock hour.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, you know what the tornado maneuver is?
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.